Well, yeehaw, good morning.
Yeehaw,
who doggy?
Some sweet banjo playing, man. I wish I could play the banjo like that.
Yeah, you know.
I would just follow people
sitting
around
on the porch.
That's what you should do while you're stuck at home now. Get a banjo and practice.
Here's the thing. I don't think you really. You just got to pluck it. Don't you just pluck it a bunch of times that it sounds good? Probably not.
Yeah, you just pluck a few strings and it sounds great. No, you got there's a skill. There's a skill to the banjo for sure.
Yeah, I got a porch, man. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to sit out there. I'm going to play the banjo. I'm going to have a piece of straw hanging out of your mouth.
Yeah, you'd be like that blind kid in Deliverance, man, before all the squeal like a pig stuff happened. Weep, weep. Anyway, let's get to it. It's your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
What you do is you follow people around with a tuba. Oh. That's what you got to follow people.
Terrible. Your morning dump, as always, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. There you go. Or visit
She's
Pump
already
That.
Up.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hold on, I'm looking at this. Michigan's near the top of coronavirus cases. I just showed that on the news, like top states. But we're real low, though, compared to, like, some of the other ones. Anyway, I digress. Some number crunchers at the barbecue website Seriously Smoked analyzed more than 200,000 Twitter messages and figured out that the people of Texas are talking more about drinking in these unusual times than any other state in the nation. Rounding out the top five are California, New Mexico, Hawaii, and Arizona. So Texas is doing more boozing than anyone else. That, or they're just talking about it more. I don't know.
Well, there's just a ton of people in Texas, too. It's the biggest state in the United States. Alaska.
Well, Alaska is. I mean, close, though. Close. I don't know, though, but it's pretty spread out.
Yeah.
I think we're talking.
I feel like people in Texas drink a lot, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's almost sometimes too hot, though, to drink too much, you know?
It's very true. Very true.
It can be too hot to drink.
We got the winter, so we got to get something. We got to do something throughout the winter. So
yeah.
I think Michigan would be up there.
I think I drink more in the winter than I do in the summer.
You think so?
I think so. Because, you know, I can summertime, I don't mind just, you know, sipping on a nice cold beer. Wintertime, though, you got nothing to do, and you're usually drinking harder liquor. You know, I'm drinking brandy old fashions and, you know, and
Fireball. You're 100% right on that.
But
there's something about the winter.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it makes you drink, hard alcohol.
And if I'm out and about, like, fishing and sweating and everything, just sipping on a beer, it's not like I'm slamming beers. I mean, there's days when I do. But most of the time, I'm just enjoying it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, something about drinking beer in the sun is just so much more joyful than drinking a beer when you're freezing your
head. Exactly. I mean, I still enjoy the beer, but when it's hot out, it's better, man. Anyway, we got to pick up our numbers there, Michigan. We got to start drinking more. It might be a peepless Easter. The Peeps production line has been shut down until at least April 7th.
Oh, no.
Which means Peeps, the marshmallow candy synonymous with Easter, will be in short supply this year.
This is terrible. Oh, I can't believe it. Please bring them back.
They should be fine because I thought they stopped making Peeps in what, in 86?
No, 77. They stopped making Peeps in 1977. Dude. We're still eating these things.
Same ones. Yeah, they don't go bad, do they?
They've been on top of your refrigerator for 25 years, for God's sake.
I don't think there's anything in Peeps that is actually natural, in my honest opinion. There's nothing in that
it's
that's
not
natural.
Food.
Yeah.
It's not. It's, you know what it's for? It's to put the microwave to watch blow up. That's about it.
I actually used Peeps to insulate my house, believe it or not.
It's probably doing a damn good job.
It is. It's great. Some of the best insulation I've had.
Because that's what Peeps are for.
Yeah, Peeps are disgusting. I'm going to say
eating those things.
I have not had eaten like a legit Peep in years. I don't think I could. I don't think you're supposed to swallow it. No.
It was like somebody wrapped it in like some plastic and took a blow dryer to. I mean, even the wrapping's terrible.
You know what they look
like? It's just
they
it's
look
the
homemade.
Worst Easter candy. Seriously, they do.
They look homemade. Like, the wrapping, that's a good thing. It looks like someone made homemade candy, and then they just used that cellophane wrap and then tied it off themselves. Like, oh, here you go. Merry Christmas. Happy Easter. It's like, I'm not eating that, man.
Here's the thing. Even when your kids aren't even eating the full thing, they take a bite out. Your kids are taking bites out of pizza, and they're like, ugh. This is terrible.
And you do. That's a good point, though. Think about any Easter basket you got as a kid. Remember that? What was the last thing you ate? The Peeps. That was like the last thing. It was Peeps.
You only get one bite into it.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm done. I'm good. I don't need any more. You know, that's why Jesus was crucified, because we made Peeps. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. That's what he was referring to on the cross. It wasn't to us crucifying him. It was for us making Peeps. You had the guards. You had the guards standing there munching on Peeps, and Jesus is just on the cross going, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do.
Oh, God. That was torture. That was torture. Here's what we need to do. We need to do an entire show on food and candy we need to get rid of. Halloween's a big one, too. Those orange and black candies, gone.
Yeah, gone. Candy corn, gone.
Candy corn, gone. Peeps, get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here. Black licorice, what are you doing? It's not the 20s anymore. It's not the 1920s.
It's the roaring 20s, bro.
Yeah, I guess
Do you like Cadbury eggs?
I do. I mean, that's chocolate with you know, a nice nougaty center. I don't think you can go wrong with that.
I haven't had too many of those.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time you'll die. Right.
Jesus.
That's true. It's very true. What's the other popular Easter candy? The Cadbury eggs, and then they have the Reese's, right? Is it Reese's?
Yeah, you get the Reese's eggs. Oh, dude, those are fire. Yeah, anything Reese's does. I don't know why, and I don't think it's any different mixture, but there's something about the Reese's eggs and the Reese's Christmas trees that are just unbelievable. Yeah. I don't know. They taste different. They taste different.
Come on, man. You give me a sweet tooth. I can't have that. You know that.
All right. Well, I think we'll end on that. For everyone, if you want to know why we have Easter, it's because Jesus got crucified because of Peeps.
Peeps.
That's your morning dump.
Been on your fridge for 30
morning
years.
Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.